Talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Welcome to the Tuesdays. And Tuesdays is the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour, all hour long, all day long here in the studio. Wow, that was a crazy little storm come through, well, around out here around midnight, 12:30. Looks like pretty much everybody got some rain, whether it was a tenth or I've heard reports up to an inch and a half is the most I've heard. If you guys got a really good shower and you want to tell me about it, text line is open at 580-225-9697. Text me in your amount and whereabouts you are, what county, what town, or whatever you want to do. Let's see, there was some big winds with that storm last night too. I'll get to that here in just a minute. Currently, you can see the cold front is moving through the panhandle. Kenton up there in the very, very end of the panhandle is 36. Goodwill is 44. Slapout's 48. Woodward, you're 52. Then you get on down here around Butler, it was 54. 53 at Hollis and 55 at Mangum. The only spot that I seen that didn't really get any rain is where they need it the most. In southwestern Oklahoma around Hollis and Altus, and there they just got a tenth or so, maybe not even that much. Them storms kind of angling towards the northeast at a pretty good clip. Butler had the highest recorded wind after midnight at 61 miles an hour. Camargo was at 59. Let me see. Let me get back to that. There we go. Yeah, there we go. 54 at Putnam, 57 at Camargo. So that was a pretty good little storm that went through there. And they had some higher winds over there by the Ketchum Ranch and stuff over there on further east and south of here. And they had some tornadoes. But anyway, we had pretty good windstorm here, so good rain though. I seen some runoff when I was coming from Willow through Carter. I seen where the mud line was on the bar ditches. The bar ditches were plumb full last night for a little while anyway, so maybe got some water in those ponds. But I'll have your long ranger forecast coming up for you later in the show. Meanwhile, nothing exciting happened yesterday on the Clark Ponderosa. Nothing to brag on. Finally got to go see my little make-believe niece. I'm really close to her and Ruger. Got to go finally see her play some basketball at Sarah last night because it was foggy and misty and depressing yesterday. And I just happened to be in Sarah, so I got to go see Rain play basketball. Little Sarah Junior High girls. Pretty salty. They put a pretty good whooping up on Snyder last night. Man, but I got a story for you. So imagine your son, we'll say his name's Denton Cook, all right? Might be from Cordell, I'm not sure. Down in that area anyway. Anyway, so he's sitting on the couch the other day, and mom's probably doing something around the house, and he's reading the Ag magazine, and hey, mom, let's go stock show this weekend. Well, where's it at, Denton? Well, it's Pampa, Texas, Top of Texas show. Well, okay, we can do that. Cynthia asked, she said, okay. Anyway, they head on over to Pampa about 2:30 in the morning and get there, and Grandpa's even there. He looked pretty rough in the social media pictures. I even told him that earlier. He looked like he just got out of bed, but old Grandpa Jim. But anyway, Denton did really well. He got with his main Angus heifer. He ended up getting grand champion heifer. So congratulations, Denton. And thanks, Mom, for letting him skip church. And I know you guys waved at Monty Tucker when you went by his house, headed up to the stock show. Don't think I don't read social media. I do. But anyway, thanks for taking him. And big deal. Congratulations. That's a good show. He got a belt buckle, got his little banner, and probably won a little bit of money, if I was guessing right. But so I called his grandma and grandpa before the show because I wanted to get some more details on this. Grandma informed me that this heifer's name is Goose, like a goose, not like a duck, but like a goose. And anyway, she informed me on the name and stuff, but I was just going in there checking out, you know, Jim and Jordan have this thing, you know, her ideal of different caliber bulls, as you guys heard them on the show last year. She has a different view than Jim, which is normal father-daughter stuff. So I wanted to see if I could dig some scoop up on this heifer. Well, no scoop. Just I think Jordan got the heifer for him, and or Denton picked it out. But Denton must be doing a really good job because I looked at the pictures, and the heifer looks really awesome. So congratulations again, Denton, for winning Grand Champion Heifer at Top of the Texas there in Pampa, Texas, on the show. Good job. I can't wait to see what happens from here on out with that heifer. So anyway, great family, and just a good job. That's all I can tell you. All right, what else we got going on? Do you guys want to – oh, I need to say this while everybody's listening. This Friday – you guys are, some of you guys I know are looking for some replacement females and bulls. So here's what I suggest you do. Either Thursday night or Friday morning, get up, hand your spouse $500, $1,000, tell them to head on up to the city and go do some Christmas shopping. When you get done, when you get done with that, and get her out the door or him out the door. There's a lot of female ranchers around here. You guys head over to the Elk City Livestock Auction at 5:00. They're having a special replacement female and bull sale this Friday, December 16th. But we're not done there yet. So buy your bull if you find one you like or some heifers or cows. So Sunday night, do the same thing. Honey, here's some more money. I don't think you bought enough gifts. Head on up to the city. Just go shopping. That way you don't get caught at the barn, sale barns buying. They're going to have another special replacement female and bull sale December the 19th at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. So anyway, go out and show your support and go buy you a new bull. Go buy you some new heifers. Buy you some new cows. And they're shopping in the city, and they can't say nothing to you when they come home and see you spend about 30 or 40 grand on improving the herd. How's that? All right, just an idea. Anyway, but they will be having those this Friday at 5:00 here in Elk City, and Monday, 5:00, special female and bull sale at both places, two different days, next Friday, or this coming Friday, and Monday. So, all right. Okay, let's check out some stuff real quick. Let's see. Let me update this real quick. Corn, everything's in the green today, and that's very rare. I'm talking cattle, everything. The only thing that's not in the green is cotton, and I'm sorry about that. December corn, $6.44. March corn, $6.54. May, $6.54. Soybeans, $14.78 for January. March is $14.82. May is $14.87. Soybean meal, December, $450.40 per short ton. January is $452.30. March is $449.80. Hard red winter wheat, December is $8.91. It's up 11 today, which is nice. March is $8.65. Oats are even up. December is $3.61. March is $3.40. Cotton's at 79 cents a pound for March and for May. And sugar, he ought to be making money this year. Sugar for March is 19 cents a pound, and for May is 18 cents a pound. So he ought to be doing some good. Oil's up. It's it's closer to the $75 mark now than it was than 70. So West Texas Intermediate is $75.42. It's up 2.25 today. Natural gas keeps creeping. It's getting really close back to $7. S&P's up 14. NASDAQ's up 73. The Dow's down a little bit. Anyway, when I come back, we'll talk about some prices from Western Oklahoma yesterday over at Clinton. The livestock auction going on, or went on yesterday. Right now, Woodward is happening with their cow and bull sale. Tomorrow, Hobart Stockyards will be having their weekly sale down there at Hobart, Oklahoma, capital of Kiowa County. And then Thursday, we're back to Woodward for their feeder calf sale that they have every week. Keep in mind, I'll be mentioning it, there's the sales are going to, I think, Woodward Tuesday is their last sale till after the first of the year. And then I'll figure out Elk City, Hollis, and Hobart, and Western Oklahoma for you so we know what's going on there. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook.
Gray Auto Group in Elk City and Safe would like to thank everyone for making us number one. For the best deals on a new or pre-owned Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Ram, Jeep, Dodge, or Chrysler, nobody treats you better than Doug Gray. With convenient locations in Elk City and Sayre, for sales, parts, and award-winning service, we make it easy. Thanks again, and visit us online at DougGrayAutoGroup.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 9th. For all you great stewards of the land, I'm Drew Cobb. 1,694 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 402 brought 248. 10 at 476 brought 222. 5 at 521 brought 206. 11 at 549 brought 193. 18 at 595 brought 192. 3 at 665 brought 175. 4 at 760 brought 162. 5 head of heifers at 333 brought 198. 4 at 483 brought 165. 7 at 491 brought 173. 10 at 532 brought 172.5. 3 at 552 brought 169. 4 at 570 brought 160. 13 at 689 brought 149.5. Butcher cows were 29 to 81. Butcher bulls brought 62 to 101. Bred cows were 400 to 1575. Pairs brought 630 to 1925. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center here in our studio, it's 50 degrees, 47, 46. It just changed, 46% humidity. Keep dropping. I need my corn dried out. Anyway, the winds are out of the southwest at 18 miles an hour here at the studio. It's showing. Either that's an 8 or a 0. It's hard to tell. It's just that I got light shining in there on that, and that thing's black, and I can't figure it out. All right, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features a pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services included routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. She's also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. I sent her a Snapchat this morning of the 23 cats that Sandy and I are going to be inheriting with our new residence coming up here in a month or so. And she had a response back that went, holy cow. Anyway, she's going to have to make out her a head gate and shoot for a hydraulic head gate and shoot for cats, because I ain't doing nothing with them. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be fun. That's all I can tell you. All right, live cattle for December, 154.92. February, 156.45. April, 160.02. January, 156.22. Feeder cattle for January, 183.92. March is 185.50. Lean hogs are even up today. December, 82.32. February is 85.85. And April is 92.12. All right, let's see what happened. As you just heard, Elk City report come on. But I just wanted to... Market looks great, guys. That's all I can tell you. You got 500-pounders bringing up to what's the highest that he sent me last night? 210. They were winged. Weighing 521. There's some 665-pounders that were winged, brought $1.75. Pretty good on the heifers. The heifers market, man, it's creeping slowly up. You know, it's the cheapest I see on the whole deal up to 700-pounders is 151, but for the most part, 500-pounders were anywhere from $1.62 to $1.90. There was some fancy ones that brought $1.90. Just looking good. Let's see what bred cows. Oh, bred cows were bringing in up to $15.75, and pairs were bringing up to $19.25. That's the better part, better numbers I've seen in a few weeks there. Cows and bulls, butchers, they're kind of stabilized. Butcher cows are bringing up to $81, and butcher bulls were bringing up to $101. At Clinton yesterday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Let's see what happened there. They had 1,333 head. That's pretty good for a gloomy day yesterday. Some 416-pounders were bringing up to 246. They were winged. Some unwinged ones, 470-pounders, 223. 577 weights, $1.97 that were winged. Some 581s, $1.97 also. And then we got a big load out of Bowie, Texas, 709, 179 per hundred weight. Out of Weatherford, 60 head, 728 weights, $1.89. And down here, about the same thing on the butcher cows and bulls, anywhere up to 80, 50 on cows and 94 on bulls. On heifers, they had some really nice ones that were weighing in the 400 range. bringing up to $1.99. Let's check out some of the big girls here. Here's a big load out of Cheyenne, $1.6575, or $167.75. Sorry about that. So anyway, cattle market looks pretty good, if you ask me. All right, wheat's growing, but I think it's coming to a halt next week. Looks a little chilly coming up. All right, I was going to, I forgot to do this in my first segment. Here's some weather reports from the Midwest and the Southern Plains. The weather maps are lit up today as winter weather moves across the central and northern plains. Blizzard warnings are now in effect for a large chunk of land and includes western Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, western Nebraska, and South Dakota. That's a big chunk of land there. In western Nebraska, up to 20 inches of snow are expected with this storm, according to the National Weather Service. About a tenth of an inch of ice is forecast, along with winds gusting to 55, 60 miles an hour. This massive storm system will impact the central and southern U.S. over the next few days. Widespread heavy snow with blizzard conditions in a zone of wintry mix is possible from north central high plains to the upper Midwest. In eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota and a few counties in Iowa, ice storm warning is in effect right now. Ice buildups, 0.2 inches, that's enough to cause a lot of chaos. As temperatures slowly warm later on today, freezing rain will change to rain with icing improve over there. And then we got this storm system moving through eastern Oklahoma and eastern Texas right now and southeastern Kansas, and it's bringing some tornado along with it. So everybody just be careful out there. So anyway, I think the weather patterns, one of my buddies this morning said that he thinks the weather people missed this forecast because it was supposed to be warmer and drier this winter, and it's just been gloomy. And I mean, it ain't just flooding areas out here, the people who have been getting rains, but I think the La Nina has moved a little bit because we're getting way more storms through here than they predicted, and I probably tend to agree with him on that. All right, when I come back, I want to talk about bulls, and it's also not only Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cat Buyer. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays. We'll talk a little bit about some hay and talk some more about bulls. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel. Rubber flooring, they're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love huge trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill Jerusha, and I'm a farmer and rancher in southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35 micron filter. We run 10 micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10 micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here is your northwestern Oklahoma forecast, Long Ringer, and northeastern parts of Texas Panhandle. Camargo, 55 currently. The winds are out of the west at 16 with gust up to 21. It shows they got 57,100 or 571,000 inch of a rain. Currently, the humidity is 27. Bring that on down here. I need some of that. Anyway, just today and tomorrow, then we can get back to normal. 56 for high today, sunny. Tomorrow, 47. Going to be a little chilly tonight, though, 24 with the winds still out of the west. The winds will switch from the west to the northwest tomorrow during the day. Tomorrow night, 25. Thursday, high 43. Thursday night, 22. Friday, 41. Friday night, 19. Saturday, mostly sunny and 45. So enjoy this week is all I can tell you. Actually enjoy today because it looks like it's downhill from here on. So there's your forecast. I wanted to mention this real quick. I mentioned it last week, and I'm mentioning it a couple more times this week. There's a benefit going on this Friday night, December 16th at 6:30 at the Sayre High School at the Lady Eagle and Eagle basketball game. Back for one night only, loaded fries and street tacos for the Dakota, Gloria, and family. Dakota was recently injured in a work accident and will require multiple surgeries and a lengthy hospital stay. So come enjoy some good food and help support the family during this difficult time. Also to add to that, at the Sayre Co-op, at the Sayre Floral, at the Southbound Grocery, and at the Sayre Golf Course, there's tickets available for a raffle. There's three prizes now. First one is a quarter beef that Sandy and I donated, and be processed at Route 66 coming up here in the next couple of 2 or 3 weeks. And then we got a Benelli 20 gauge semi-automatic shotgun, also another prize. And then Riptoe Farms, Chad, he donated a full hog processed also. So there's three prizes, $10 a piece for raffles. All this money, every penny of all this money is going to Dakota, Gloria, and family. Or if you just want to make donations, you can stop by the First National Bank there and Sayre and donate it to the Dakota Gloria deal. They need some help. He's a good dude. They're heavy into raising hogs and showing. So please don't be bashful about helping these people. It'd be everybody would appreciate it. Hard times coming through there. All right, buy or lease a bull. What's best for your operation? And I know there's a lot of opinions out there. Guess what? In my cattle operation, we do both. And they both have their benefits. But I can tell you, after this fall, me chasing my bulls down and my neighbors putting them up for me, I'm leaning more and more towards the leasing. I got some bulls I really want bred to my cows, and it's all good. Oh, yeah, I already got an opinion from you. Just let me get to that. I've already got opinions coming in. Anyway, with the turn of the calendar year, bull sale season hits the ground running, and it has. It's that time of the year running across the cattle country. But be sure to consider all the options when it comes to attaining a bull. Diving into a bull catalog, choosing the best bull for a herd might look different from what your neighbor or fellow cattle raiser does. From data, it's expected, the EPDs to the structure, to the frame of the animal, the genetics of the sire are important to evaluate before attaining a bull to, or attaining a bull to be used in the next breeding season. Buying versus leasing. When attaining a bull for breeding season, there are options. Traditionally, many ranches buy their bulls to be used for multiple breeding seasons. However, the option to lease bulls is also available. Experts at K-State Beef Cattle Institute share some of the pros and cons of each, and pretty much out of this whole deal, buying the bull is the best, and it really is. There may be reason why buying bulls is the most standard practice in ranching, specifically for large herds needing several bulls each season. Owning the bulls is oftentimes a more economical option. The ability to use a bull for multiple breeding seasons reduces the cost per pregnancy. How about that? For instance, a bull that costs $5,000 is used for five breeding seasons can be considered to cost the operation $1,000 per year just for the cost of the bull. That ain't including feeding him or none of that other stuff. However, there are disadvantages. Genetics can be limited in a few ways. Buying bulls takes capital, and if capital's not there, lesser quality bulls might be the only animals that fall within the budget. For smaller herds only needing one or two bulls each season, leasing may be an economical and genetic savvy option, says Dr. Bob Larson, a professor of production and medicine at K-State. Consider the cost of feed for the bull throughout the course of the year. While many bulls are active 60 to 90 days each year, how much feed would be saved by not having a bull on the place for the other 275 days? However, leasing bulls does come with some challenges. If the bull has been in the other breeding seasons on one or more ranches, it's extremely important to consider the biosecurity of your herd. There we go. Bulls that spend time on multiple ranches may pick up operations needing a young 1 or 2 year old bull to breed upcoming first calf heifers could capitalize on its advantages in its genetics, economics, and biosecurity. Since it's being the bull's first breeding season. So AI, and here you go. Here you go, Mr. D. You think I was going to skip your AI, and I'm not. Without a doubt, AI is more labor-intensive breeding strategy, yet it's another option to consider, Dr. Lancaster adds. Comparable to leasing, AI allows producers to attain high-quality genetics at a fraction of the price. Additionally, the risk of biosecurity found in leasing is not an issue with AI, and it requires no feed costs compared to having a bull on the place. The use of a sire semen can also be changed or adjusted each year to avoid the breeding of a sire's daughter. However, as buying and leasing bulls have their disadvantages, so does AI. When it comes to labor, some ranches simply do not have the labor resources to efficiently use AI in their herd. Whether using controlled seeders, I was going to go through that whole thing. It's a cedar or heat detection. AI may require more time, and it does. Labor and management resources that are available on a working ranch. AI also requires knowledge to administer properly, which may require AI technician or veterinarian to complete. So there you go. Calculate if you wanted a few things to calculate here, calculate the cost of a bull per female pregnancy. For instance, buy a bull for $5,000 that results in approximately 75 pregnancies, 15 pregnancies over 5 breeding seasons equals $67 per breed. A lease bull for 1,500 breeding 15 females is $100 per pregnancy. A straw and semen can be considered and range in a price. It's hard to do, depending on what bull you're going to do. Calculate the cost of feed and everything. Actually, it's just, it all works out the same, pretty much. Depending on what you want to do. I think buying the bulls, the route to go, out of 5 pastures, we have 3 bulls, 4 bulls, and the other pasture, we AI. Or no, we don't AI. We act like we're going to AI. We put cedars in, get them all in there, and then we lease 2 bulls for that pasture because she has nowhere else to have bulls at. Me, I'll probably just keep chasing my bulls around the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, one of my neighbors said, "You're improving the genetics around this neighborhood." Anyway, so, hey, I got it going on, I guess. So, anyway, but it's just something to think about. I think these small operations, 15, 20 cows, instead of buying a bull, might be a great option to lease a bull. There's lots of guys around your neighborhood that lease bulls, but when you got these big herd operations that maybe don't AI all of them, it's a way to go. But if you're going to improve your genetics, buy good bulls. And, man, we got some bull sales starting up next month. My favorite time of the year. We got them all going on, and I'll tell you more about them coming up, starting probably right after the first of the year. So sell your bulls now while they're high, $1 a pound. Got a 2,000-pound bull, that's $2,000. You get $1,000 cash for Christmas from your wife, and you either that or you don't spend it at the Elk City special female and bull sale this Friday or the next one. Save up your money. Go shopping. You know you like going bidding against other people. It's a farmer and rancher thing, kind of thing to do. When I get back, we'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you, and I got to tell you a little bit about some hay. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves. A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day. That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
When you shop locally for Christmas, you not only give, you receive. You receive great service from people who know you, and you receive the added value of helping our local economy. Shop locally this year. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 12th. For all you great stewards of the land, I'm Drew Cobb. 1,333 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 415 brought 220. 4 at 481 brought 212. 15 at 577 brought 197. 3 at 588 brought 165. 60 at 728 brought 189. 15 at 745 brought 155. 4 at 763 brought 177. 8 head of heifers at 429 brought 199. 6 at 479 brought 180. 10 at 513 brought 164. 7 at 559 brought 159. 5 at 642 brought 155. 7 at 704 brought 167. 38 at 709 brought 165.75. Butcher cows were 10 to 80 and a half. Butcher bulls brought 83 to 94. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. And sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
If you're
you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual AgTech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our Career Expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com. /competition.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, here is your southwestern Oklahoma long ranger forecast provided by Hobart Farm and Garden. Who do I pick today? Let's go with Tipton. How about that? That's about as far south as you get in our listening area. Currently, it's 60 degrees. The winds are out of the west-southwest at 15. Humidity is at 34, which is good. Winds 15-mile-an-hour, 21-mile-an-hour gust. Today, sunny, 61. Almost there already. Tomorrow, 51. Winds will be out of the northwest tomorrow. Thursday, 48, Friday, 46, and Saturday, 48. Oh, anyway, that from Tipton, Oklahoma, that's your long ranger forecast. Okay, so I had one text in that says, depends on how many oil wells you have, whether you buy or lease bulls or AI. Probably a true question there. Anyway, I got some people from corn at 1.2 inches north of Elk City here, an inch even. Sayre had 9/10, and who else? Canute, 1 inch, 1 and 1.1. Anyway, good rain for a lot of people. I know the way up northwest it was lighter, and far southwest it was almost zilch. All right, it is Hay Day Tuesdays. Let's see what hay is doing so far. Looks like on alfalfa, looks like it's creeping up just a hair, not too much. Let's start. Who's got the highest real quick? Let's see here. Oregon, Oklahoma. I guess it's California. 380 to 470 on premium, 400 to 450 on good. Kansas, our neighbor to the north, anywhere from 246 to 375 on premium. Both of those prices are delivered. On good, 175 to 320, not delivered. Missouri is 180 to 300, 150 to 180 on good. Oklahoma's 325 delivered to 380. Somebody's getting sold some for $380 a ton, and that wasn't delivered. None available on good. Texas, 330 to 450 delivered on premium, 280 to 330 on good. And that's about it for alfalfa. On grass hay, we got, who's the highest this week? Oregon, always the highest, 420 to 485, and that's not delivered per ton. Texas, 240 to 330 on premium grass, 130 to 275 on good grass. Oklahoma, nothing available on premium, but 200 to 260 per ton on good grass hay that's delivered. Missouri's 175, 125 to 150 on good. Kansas, 140 to 225 per ton on premium grass. 90 to 175 on good grass. And who else we got in here? Let's see. Anybody crazy? Nah, not much. Colorado's way up from what it was. 295 for premium, 200 for good per ton. And that's on that. All right. Some of you guys have already heard this. Hey, I'm short on hay. Yeah, there's some of that going on out there, I know, right now. This past year saw the Southern Plains and the Western Midwest regions get rocked by a drought. These same areas are dense with beef cattle found in both large and small herds. Drought can be devastating to homegrown forage inventories and eliminate the possibility of purchasing additional local hay. In other words, it can be difficult to overcome hay deficits for winter feeding. Already this fall and early winter, there has been mountains of information spoken and written on how to overcome hay deficits. Here we go. We'll continue this trend with a focus on some practical ideals for limiting feeding hay, which sounds easy, but it's not. There's nothing I can recommend for overcoming a short hay supply that doesn't involve much labor and management, and that includes limited feeding hay, says Harold Stevens, an agriculture extension educator in Atoka County, Oklahoma, during a recent Oklahoma State University Extension webinar. In Stevens County, the commodity amongst his beef producers this year is their short on hay inventory to get through winter. To realize these mandates, the need to limit daily hay feeding and then supplement from some other nutrient source. Hay can be limited, fed based on either amount or time. Limiting the amount of hay fed daily works well when square bales, small or large, can be proportioned appropriately. When a hay processor is available or when a portion of a round bale can be unrolled. In Stevens County, most small beef producers don't have square bales or hay grinders or processors. However, unrolling bales on pastures is a common practice, and I do a little bit of that myself. There are a lot of obstacles to unrolling the correct amount of hay for the cow herd. Stevens said, guessing the weight of a half a bale isn't easy, and bales rarely unroll evenly. The extension educator pointed out that a 5.5-foot bale that weighs 1,000 pounds contains about 60% of its weight in the outside 12 inches. Now, I didn't know that. If you have a 30-cow herd and want to limit consumptions to 10 pounds daily, that 300 pounds of feed is only on the outside 6 inches of the bale, depending on how it's wrapped. If possible, one solution is to match the cow numbers with the weight of the bale. Here, and he's got this deal. So the Oklahoma State University Extension has developed this following guideline for beef cattle consumption based on access time to a round bale feeder. 45 minutes, each cow, if they're all the way around the bale, can consume 6 to 10 pounds. In 3 hours, 17 to 18 pounds. 6 hours, 20 pounds. 9 hours, 22 to 23. And 14 hours, 24 to 26 pounds. These are estimates, but you might have to tweak these values a little based on your hay quality and the number of cows, Stephen says. However, this will give you a good starting point. I didn't even think about that. 45 minutes, 6 to 10 pounds per cow, or bull be a little more, I'm sold. But anyway, the total pounds of feed consumed per day will be less than what the cows are accustomed to. They are not going to be happy cows, so your fences better be pretty good. All we are trying to do is maintain weight with minimal hay. To do so is going to take more labor and management. How about that? Pretty interesting deal there. I know that. Anyway. All right, what else we got going on? And I need to talk about, already did that with the bulls. Here we go. I told you guys about this last Tuesday, and some guys requested over the last couple of days some more information on it. But the NAFA releases its 2023 alfalfa variety ratings that I told you guys about last week. It's a really good publication, and you can actually find it online. Unlike any other thing, it provides an extensive listing of alfalfa varieties and their corresponding ratings for fall dormancy, winter survival, bacterial wilt, leafhopper, and other host of other pests. This publication also includes the ratings such as grazing tolerance and standability to provide for you information you need to make educated decisions about the alfalfa varieties. So soak this up real quick. I'm going to give it to you. It's really easy to find this deal. You can either go to alfalfa.org/varietyratings.php, or you can go to Hay Forage and Growers website and find it. And there's another place. You can go to alfalfa.org and find this chart. It's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of varieties of alfalfa out there. So anyway, if you're planning on putting some spring alfalfa in or getting geared up to go next fall, putting some new alfalfa in, this is a really good article to read and find what's best for your soil. Every place is different, but I wouldn't buy any alfalfa until I did my soil test. Do your soil test, do your homework. You got plenty of time to be doing that. Okay, we got the Biden administration will put $325 million into additional 71 projects to develop climate smart commodities and a money making market for them, announced the Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday. The incentive is part of the President Biden's goal to reduce U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 and for American agriculture to be the first in the world to achieve net zero emissions. The United States Department of Agriculture has devoted $3.1 billion in partnerships with Climate Smart Commodities, with the new funding going to 71 projects across the country. The Republicans in the Congress say the White House has exceeded its authority in creating such a large program on its own. And some critics in the scientific community say more detail is needed to judge the value of these projects. The projects will run for up to 5 years. Secretary Vilsack said, "We believe first and foremost that this is an opportunity for American agriculture and forestry to lead the world in climate smart practices." He was speaking this at the University of Alabama. "We believe this is going to create a competitive opportunity for us, not only here domestically, but also internationally. We think this is going to generate new income sources and new income opportunities for farmers, ranchers, and producers, and forest landowners." Last but not least, the $325 million was devoted to smaller scale projects with a ceiling of $5 million, emphasized the enrollment of small and underserved producers and work by minority-serving institutions to measure, monitor, report, and verify the results of climate-smart practices. Projects include a test of buffalo to mitigate global warming and to market buffalo meat as a climate-smart food. They are the original climate regulator, he said. And some 79 tribes, Indian tribes, with a total of 20,000 buffalo will take part in this project. Vilsack has said at least 60,000 farmers and more than 25 million acres will be involved in the projects, which could reduce greenhouse gas emissions by equivalent of 60,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide. How about that? It's a lot of money to spend on something they don't know nothing about so far. Yeah, because you see all these farmers up there in Iowa fighting these carbon pipelines. It's not going over well. I mean, there's no carbon down here in this part of the world, according to some people I talked to. So it's got to be up north where all these big crops are grown and whatever. But anyway, hopefully one of these days I'll find the right person that's non-biased to come on here and talk about carbon. See what we know and what Washington knows. See if there's any difference in the two opinions. What do you guys think? Probably we already know that answer, but we're going to talk about it anyway. So anyway, no joke. You guys thinking about alfalfa in the next year, go to alfalfa.org and check out these new seeding reports. I checked the one out from last year when it came out last year. There's some cool shopping to do in there if you're going to put some alfalfa in. Anyway, tomorrow is Wednesday, hump day. Beef and pork exports are up. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Stay in touch. And congratulations again, Mr. Dent Cook, for having Grand Champion Heifer with his main Angus at Top of Texas in Pampa, Texas. Anyway, see you guys tomorrow. This is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.